Hello and welcome to the Ironman Educator Podcast. This is a show for early childhood educators and triathletes. It is all about kids' care and education and things in and around triathlons. Hi, I'm Robert. And in each week, midweek, I'll be making a series called the ECPZ, which will cover everything about early childhood education. In this episode, we'll be exploring the reasons why your child cries and how to deal with meltdowns. Do you remember the minute that the baby is born and the first sound they make is actually cries? Then you will understand why it's perfectly normal for children to shed tears and cry. And many times, it's very normal to see parents getting frustrated when his or her child cries, especially in the public. This is especially true when you're a new parent and you can't figure out why your little one is crying, isn't it? It gets a little bit tricky when you are trying to figure out why your child is crying way before your child learns how to talk. Think of your child as a learning individual. Even though they are beginning to verbalize, they may not actually find it rational to talk. They do what they do best and they are very straightforward in their emotions and presenting it through their cries. So let's look at the top 3 reasons why they have meltdowns and look at the remedies or preventive measures to prevent it from happening in the first place. Top in the list for the reasons of meltdown is actually hunger. Even adults get angry when they're hungry. So sometimes you'll notice that the following scenario actually happens and you get caught by surprise. You notice your child actually plays so much and all of a sudden your child just simply stop and start crying out loud. Even babies wake up from their nap will start crying straight away, because their last meal is probably like 3 to 4 hours ago. So when all other distractions are gone, the emotion starts crashing downhill. So after a while, you notice the patterns and you realize there's a certain interval to the child's hunger. You can actually preempt yourself by bringing a snack if you're going out shopping or even out traveling, that you can roughly estimate that that is around the time that your child is going to feel hungry. So keep a few healthy snacks on hand. It can be helpful to curb the tears when you're away from the house. The next reason for meltdown is fatigue. And it can be caused by various factors, such as overtired, overstimulated, or even stressed. Overstimulation can be caused by a lot of factors, especially when they are overwhelmed by new environments, new surroundings. It can be a simple trip to a new playground, or even birthday parties can be overwhelming to them. Usually these parties can be very loud and very crowded, and it's very difficult for them to process all this at the same time. Overstressing can also cause issues to fatigue. Parents these days want to give children a good head start by packing their schedule with a lot of enrichment classes such as abacus here, ballet, karate here, or speech and drama there. For the young ones, they can be stressed out as well, It can be as simple as a change of environment, shifting house, or even things like changing of a school. After a while, you understand that children actually requires in-between naps in the day. Things like twice a day for 15 to 18 months, or even once a day for children between 3 to 4 years old. Then you can actually preempt yourself that around a certain time, they will feel that they have very low energy and it's their routine time for them to sleep. When you are outdoors, there is actually ways to prevent meltdown because there are telltale signs of fatigue. Things like you notice that your child rubs the eye a lot, yawning, or even look a bit dazed at certain activities. So that will be the best time to actually cut back on the activities, relax a bit, tone down a little bit, do some quiet activities, even meditation, or just simply let your child sleep. Finally, we've come to the last point, and it's pretty much very interesting because it's something that is unexpected of a child, which is boredom. And boredom can be caused by a few factors. One of the factors is attention. Children are constantly seeking for your attention, even if it's negative. So even things like, stop screaming, why are you crying now? This sort of negative statements actually reinforce their behavior. So it may actually encourage their temper tantrum and by acting out through crying. Young children don't really understand the difference between needs and wants. So like a toy that you have bought previously, they got sick of it, they got bored of it. They find that it's very easy to acquire a new toy by showing their tantrum or even crying. Some parents tend to buy another one just to keep them entertained. So it's this sort of giving in after you said no, and because either you feel guilty or you think that you can't stand to listen your child cry, you're actually teaching your child that using tears can manipulate parents, yourself. So as EC educators, sometimes the path, the actions that we take may seem harsh to parents, but it's actually for the good of the children. What we typically do is we ignore the attention-seeking behavior by giving them space, but also to look out for any dangers around them just to keep them safe. It will take a while and sometimes can be pretty long, but they will soon calm down and realize that it's actually useless and pointless doing the crying to demand for this, to demand for that, or to get their attention. And this is the point where you give a lot of praises for this kind of calm action, and in future it will be less likely for them to actually act up again and try to use tears to capture your attention. At times, children are like members of the pack, and you are like the pack leader. So they basically look to you for guidance, and you will need to be firm and assertive in what you want to achieve. So sometimes all it takes is a simple and firm no, I don't like this, and they'll get it. So give your child regular doses of positive attention by reinforcing all the good behaviors and praising a lot of good actions that your child has done. That will actually encourage them to show you the proper behaviors and not to resort to tears. And eventually they will condition themselves that it's pointless to use tears at all. one final point, or rather one additional point, is that if you find that your child is crying more frequently and longer than usual, there could be some underlying issues like an infected ear or some throat or nose issues. You probably want to bring your child to see a pediatrician just to confirm that it's nothing physical. Well, that's the end of the show. Thank you for being such a wonderful listener and choosing to listen to my podcast. I'll put the links to the things I've discussed in this episode in the description below. And you can go to the Ironman Educator website at www.theironmaneducator.com to find out more exciting experiences I had. If you enjoyed this podcast as much as I do, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and catch me in the next episodes.